Canton there, put the biography on Kay's bed beside the breakfast tray. He said he wasn't going to read it, but I thought he might read parts. And so he did, starting with the discovery of the boy. He asked how far I had read in the night, which was up to page 120, and what it seemed to me. I said, so far, the mystery of his becoming what he is deepened by the book. Working from Kay's letters to her mother and the latter's diary gives a picture of an entirely immature, partly Victorian child, surrounded by jealous and competing friends, much talk of love that is childish and unreal. Kay said the boy was not conditioned, that he was fed all the T.S. stories, but that it was superficial and it went into his head and out. If he were conditioned, he said, he would have gone on in the T.S. way. I pointed out that many people have changed belief or views, but he said this was different. He was simply empty, moronic, dull. What made him awake? He thinks slowly, drop by drop, he was awakening, changing. There was no real conditioning there. He was untouched in the very slow, and the very slow maturing was important. Quote, care of the body was and is important. I have right food and all that. I may live to be 100. We'll celebrate that instead of 80. Unquote. Parentheses, next Monday is his birthday. I attended for the first time a staff meeting.